Good morning and welcome to this week's pod. I do apologise for being about 12 hours late, but that's how it works sometimes. Right, eSafety Week. Thank you to the three, I'll count them, I can count them, one, two, three, who decided to take part in our digital detox. Look, it's eSafety Week and it's a really, really important week, but I'm going to share some truths with you now. As a school, I have no control over what happens on WhatsApp groups, on Snapchat, on Instagram, especially at the weekend, but actually at any time. I have no control over that. That's beyond my control. And I can also, what I'll also say, is I can also give as much education around e-safety as you like, and we do it every single year, and I've been doing this every single year. But I tell you what, there's one thing that is a constant and a consistent, is that actually the only people who can make the biggest of differences is you as parents. I can give all of the education, but if the children are allowed to have devices any time of day or night and they are unmonitored, it doesn't matter what I'm going to do in school. I'm sorry, and I know it's really negative and I'm not a negative person, but it is reality. And I think it's really clear for me to say that to you. Now, if there are issues on a group chat, I will happily pick them up and deal with them. But my advice is always going to be the same, and I'm very consistent on this. If you do not want your child to be part of a WhatsApp group where potentially, if you give children access to a WhatsApp group 24/7 a day, I can guarantee you it will turn nasty, because that's what happens. You can only be nice for so long, and they children just will start posting nasty things to each other. It's a scientific fact, and we can't avoid it. You can take control. You can take control of the phone. You can check the phone daily. You can set time limits on the phone to stop your child being on it all the time. But as a school, I am limited in my influence on what happens at 7 o'clock on a Saturday night on a child's WhatsApp group. And that is the reality. And I think I just need to paint that really clearly to you guys. I will support. I will do the digital detox week. Look, this Tuesday morning, I'm doing a class to help support anybody who would like the support to set parental controls and devices. But we are adults, and I've got to allow you to be the parents and to actually take control and to actually say, no, you're only going to be on your device from this time to this time. No, I'm going to check that WhatsApp group every single day. That's all I can do. And if you really, really, really aren't happy about what's going on in that WhatsApp group, the only control you have is, A, obviously share it with me, and I can talk to all the other parents, but that might not stop it, is actually just to give your child that digital detox and give me education, say, actually, remove yourself from the group. If they're feeling miserable in a WhatsApp group or a Snapchat group or wherever else, actually, do you know what? There's no point in them staying in there. They're just going to continue being miserable, aren't they? Remove them. So it's eSafety Week, and it's a real negative one for me, and I'm not a negative person, but actually, I can't, as a school, we can't take all of the burden. We've got to share that together as a team, us and you guys as parents, to help educate the children. We can give all the eSafety sessions in the world, but please, please, please promise me you will take back control. You'll put parental controls on the devices. You will check what's going on in the groups too. Right, that's my sermon finished for today. Thank you so much for listening. So I just want to say a massive thank you to the Gravesham Parking Wardens who've been out the last couple of days trying to keep everybody safe, and they have been putting tickets on cars. Again, you know, I think everybody's really upset about the parking and some of the real bad parking, and it is bad parking, we've called it out for what it is. Again, that's in our control. The only people who can control it, I keep saying it, is us. Right. But thank you to the parking wardens. Other things coming up this week, we've got PGL payments. If you're making PGL payments, they should be working again online. We continue to work with Arbor to iron out any issues that continue happening. Yesterday morning we had our air ambulance assembly. We had the Kent, Sussex and Surrey Air Ambulance charity come in to talk to the children about the Wear Something Red Day, which is happening this Friday. So this Friday we're asking you to wear something red. They can wear something red with their own clothes. No bother, it's the last day of term, isn't it? In return for £1. And what we found out was it costs £20.4 million to fund this charity every year. 10% of it is funded by the NHS, the rest by donations. And actually, as a school, if we raised £300 to £400, that would provide enough fuel for one flight. And what we've worked out was actually that that money we could bring in could save somebody's life, and quite possibly will save somebody's life for £1. And if we all collectively do that, that makes such a big difference. So please bring £1 in on Friday to wear something red. Don't forget, it is also open classroom Friday from 2:30, and we'll be having a big well, all three of them will be having their phones given back to them. So a massive, massive shout to Finley, Phoebe and Olivia, who, all in year six actually, really proud of you three, who have handed in their phones for a whole week for Digital Detox Week. Also, Thursday is our Valentine's Disco. Just to clarify the times, year three and four, 3:20 to 4:20. Year five and six, 4:35 to 5:35. Year three and four, they can come with their clothes, they need their entrance, their £1 and any pocket money in an envelope. They can hand to their teacher, they'll get changed at the end of the day, come down to the school hall. And collection is always, if you're in year three, you've not done this before, collection is always, you come down to the main office, we let you go through the hall, and we have a little route which sees you out. And the same for year five and six. We will not be allowing any children to walk home on their own, so they will need to be collected. Today is Tuesday. We've got the Eleanor Hospice coming in to talk to us. Lots and lots, giving lots and lots of experiences to the children, and you know, immersing them in all of these amazing charities that are out there to support society. Don't forget, Friday is the end of the term, and we return on Monday, the 24th of February, at our normal time. And Tuesday the 25th at 8:30, we do have our coffee morning for anybody to attend. And last, I'm going to finish here because I have ranted slightly, haven't I? But it's okay. It's okay to rant, and I'm sure you all understand. We need a company to sponsor our school football kit. So if you want to come along, sponsor the Shears Green football kit, please give us a little shout and we'll talk you more through what you have to do. Right, that is the end of this week's pod. I hope you have a fantastic half term week. It's going to be freezing, the coldest February on record, they say, don't they? So we need to wrap up warm, but enjoy that week off, and we'll see you on the 24th. I will see you during the week, I am sure, and I will leave you with, in the capable hands, from a sick bed again, it's Mrs. Nicholson. Over to you. And a little note, she pre-recorded all of these before she had to go off.
Hiya, Mrs. Nicholson with an Oracy challenge. This week, what would you do if you knew your best friend was being bullied by another young person? Now, obviously, that's going to open up a whole thing. We need to remember that bullying is something that happens more than once, not just once, but on many occasions, okay? Of course, it can take form of verbal bullying, physical bullying, and maybe even online bullying. So make sure when you're focused, when you're having this discussion with your children, that it's something that, if they think about bullying, it's something that happens on a regular basis. Thank you.